Hello, everybody, and welcome to Greek lesson number four. Greek lesson number four. Now, last week there was no new material for you to learn. No new material for you to learn. I wanted to give you guys a week off, and where I didn't want to add any new material. And now this week we're going to have a very easy lesson. This is a very, very easy lesson. We're not adding much new material at all. We're going to learn the article. The masculine article, but we're going to learn not only the masculine article, but we're going to get a review on declensions, and this review on declensions is going to help us a little bit as we continue to learn the article. But we're not going to do any new vocab this week. We're going to have really a pretty easy week. There's not a lot of new material that's going to be added in, and this should be really helpful. This is a chance right now this week. This is a chance to kind of take a breather, kind of relax a little bit, and kind of catch up on material that you may be struggling with. Obviously, you can go at your own pace, but now would be a really good time to make sure that you are locked down on your alphabet, your pronunciation, and being able to read, even very slowly, but being able to read so you can look at a word written in Koine Greek, and you can identify the letters, the sounds, and you can sound it out with reasonable fluency or effectiveness, maybe is a better word. But you should be able at this point to look at a Greek word and say, yes, I know what that word is. I might not know what it means, but I can sound it out, even if it takes me a while to sound it out, because let's be honest, some of these Greek words are pretty long, and they're very different from English words, so it takes a little bit of effort. But, like I said, we're going to have very little new information this week, and the new information we do have is not going to be particularly challenging, so this is a great week to continue kind of reviewing, shoring up those foundational, fundamental, rudimentary skills of the alphabet, phonology, being able to read, and stuff like that. So, in this lesson, we are going to be introducing the article. Now, we're going to give a brief review of declensions. Now, just as with nouns, articles rely on a declension. Now, a declension tells us how a noun is functioning. A declension is a paradigm. Remember, Greek uses case to tell you what a noun's function in the sentence is. In English, we use word order. In Greek, they use case. So the nominative case tells us that something is the subject of a sentence. Now, the subject is something doing the action. The subject is doing the doing. Now, this is not the case in a passive sentence. The difference between I hit the hobo with the car versus I was hit by a hobo driving a car. I'm still the subject in both sentences. But the normal standard way of understanding the subject is the person completing the verbal action. Now, the passive is really weird because now the action is being done to the subject. But we learn the nominative case as being the subjective case. It is the subject case. Now, the genitive case is the possessive case. The good way to remember the possessive case, the genitive case, is that if you want to translate it into English, you use the word of or an apostrophe S. Okay, is it always possessive? No, it's not always possessive, and it's not even normally possessive. But that's the good way to introduce yourself to understanding what the genitive case is. Okay, the dative case is the indirect object. The indirect object is related to another noun in the sentence by a preposition. Is related to another word in the sentence by a preposition. So we have our classic example. You know, Bob was hit in the head by a chair. Okay, Bob was hit in the head by a chair, or with a chair. We have these different we have these different prepositions. In the head would be an indirect object. So what we want to understand is that anything that's related by a preposition is almost always going to be an indirect object. It's going to be in the dative case. That's how you would normally understand it. Now, there's actually a wrinkle in that we'll get to later, but the indirect object is related to another word in the sentence by a preposition. Okay. Anything in the accusative case is the direct object. The direct object receives the verbal action. It is the direct recipient of the verbal action. Now remember, in English we express these forms with word order and intonation of our voice and in other ways, but primarily through word order. In Greek, the form or the morphology of the word tells us the word's function in a sentence. Now, we're going to begin right away now with the article. Greek nouns are masculine, feminine, and neuter, and Greek articles are too. So that makes it pretty easy, because it means that we don't have to learn, you know, four genders or five genders. We only have to learn three. I don't know what the fourth or fifth gender would be, but I'm sure there's some language that has that many genders. I don't know. Anyways, today, I mean, why be binary, right? Let's at least give neuter the option, you know? So anyways, so today we're going to begin with the masculine article. Now the paradigm for the masculine article looks like this. The singular nominative is ho, the singular genitive is to, the singular dative is to, the singular accusative is ton. The plural nominative is hoi, the plural genitive is tone, the dative, the plural dative is tois, and the plural accusative is tus. Or, if you prefer to put them side by side, like I actually prefer to, you would say the nominative is hoi, is ho, hoi, genitive is to, tone, the dative is to, tois, and the accusative is ton, tus. So I prefer to say nominative, singular, nominative, plural, genitive, singular, genitive, plural. Other people like to say nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, and then go to your plurals, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative. You can do whichever way you want. I have my way that works for me. Maybe you have your way that works for you, whatever. But notice the similarity in the article and the suffixes. The masculine article is basically the same as the second declension masculine noun. Look at the endings here, okay? Look at the endings. You have the genitive. You have the omicron upsilon with the arc circumflex over the top, ooh. The dative. You have the arc circumflex over an omega with an iota subscript underneath of it. You look at the accusative. You have omicron nu with an accent aigu over the omicron. The nominative, plural, you have omicron iota. You have the genitive, you have omega nu with an arc circumflex over the omega. Dative, you have omicron iota sigma with an arc circumflex over the iota. The accusative, you have omicron upsilon sigma with an accent aigu over the upsilon. Okay, now look at the paradigm for the second declension masculine in Greek. Okay, it's the same, with the exception of the nominative singular. All of them are the same. Okay, so this makes it really easier to grasp the language since there's really only one paradigm you have to learn, right? If you know the second declension masculine paradigm, you know the articles that modify them, with the exception of the nominative. You have to know the nominative singular. You have to know that the nominative singular is ho. But guess what? All the nouns you learn with the article anyways, so it's no problem. It's not a challenge. This is easy, right? This is easy peasy. Now remember, your article is always going to agree in case and number with the noun that it modifies. It is always going to agree in case and number with the noun it modifies. So, if you want to say the angels, okay, like the angels destroy the demons, okay, you would not say ho angeloi, you would not say the singular nominative angels, plural nominative plural, you would say hoi angeloi. Okay? So you always want your noun and your article to agree. They always want to agree. And the same thing with demons, right? With the demons, the accusative. You wouldn't say tone daimonion or daimonius. You would say tus daimonius. Tone daimonius would be the accusative singular article, but what's the noun? The noun is the plural accusative, daimonius. So you would need your article to match your noun. It has to match in case and number. So this is actually a pretty simple thing. You don't have a lot to learn. Learning your verb paradigms, your noun paradigms, and your articular paradigms, these are, this should be, you know, really up there. You know, if you're getting your alphabet down, learning these paradigms and learning your vocab, if you can do these things, you're well on your way to really having a strong grasp of the Greek language. Okay, so let's look at vocab now. Today we're not going to learn any new vocab, so everything we have in vocab is going to be review. Okay, so let's look at some of the review vocabulary we have. Akouo, I hear. Blepo, I see. Gnosko, I know. Grapho, I write. Thelo, I wish, will, or desire. Lego, I say, or speak. Luo, I loose, or destroy. Pistuo, I believe. Some nouns. Hotheos, the God. Hoyesus, the Jesus. Hoadelphos, the brother. Headelphe, the sister. Hoanthropos, the man. Hodulos, the slave or servant. To ergon, the work or deed. Hothanatos, the death. Hokurios, the Lord. Hologos, the word. Honomos, the law. Hooikos, the house. Houranos, the heaven. Totechnon, the child. Hohuios, the sun. Note the rough breathing mark over the iota, which makes it huios, huios. Some special words to learn. Kai is and. Hoti or huti, that, because. U, uk, uch, not. De, and or but. Allah is but. Now, something to note about the word de. De is what's called a postpositive in Greek. That means it is never the first word in a sentence. It always has to be the second word in a sentence. So if you see a sentence, and we'll probably see at least one, I'm guessing, as we read through the Gospel of John today, you're going to notice that de is never the first word in a sentence. It's always the second word in a sentence. So that's called a postpositive. There are a couple words like that in Greek. Not a big deal. Not a big deal, but you know, just something to know. So I want you to translate these sentences. Hoanthropos blepe ton adelphon. Hoi douloi pistiousi ton logon tu nomu. Hotheos lege kai ho adelphos ton doulon akue hoti he adelphe tu technu graphe ton adelpho. Ho Jesus ou lue ton nomon, alla ho Jesus kai ho Theos luusi ton thanaton. Ergoi tu curio blepomen, ho thanatos tu Theu ou blepomen, de ho logos tu Jesu lege hoti ho thanatos ou lue ton huion tu Theu. That was a long one. Okay, that was a long one. Now I want you to compose these sentences. You can read them for yourself in English. And now we're going to get to our final section here. Some reading for practice. We are now in the second chapter of John. Woohoo! John chapter 2. Read for practice. John chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And this, as you know, is of course the wedding at Cana, and this is a really fun story. So, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Kai te himera te trite gamos agenato en kena te skalalaias. Kai en he meter tu Jesu eke. Eklethe de kai ho Jesus kai hoi mathete autu es ton gamon. Kai husteres santos oine lege he meter tu Jesu pros auton oinon uk echusin. Legeo te, ho Jesus,
Ti e moi kai su gunai. Hupu eke he huramu. Lege he mete rautui, tois dikaionois. Hoti an lege humin, poiesate. Esan de eke lithinae hudriae ex kata ton katharismon ton iudaion, gemainoi chorusae ana metretas duo hetreas. Lege otois ho Iesus, gemesate tas udrias udatos, kai egemison autas eos ano, kai lege otois, antale setae nun, kai ferete ton architriclion, hoi de enenken, hos de egiusato ho architriclionos, ho to huder oinon gegenemenon, kai uc ede pothen estin, hoi de diaconoi edesan hoi antle cotes to huder, phone ton numphion ho architrinclinos, kai lege auto, pas anthropos protan ton kalan oinon tithesin kai hotan methius thosin ton elaso. Su tetrecas ton kalon oinon eos arti. Taute, epoiesen archen ton semion ho Iesus en kenates Galilaias, kai εφανρώσεν τον δόξον αυτού, καί επιστιούσαν εις αυτον χοί μαθέται αυτού. Μετά τούτο κατέβε εις καφαρνιούμ χούτος καί εμετέα αυτού καί χοί αδελφόι αυτού καί χοί μεθέται αυτού καί εκε εμέναν χοί πόλος χημέρας.
Okay, so once again, I am on the struggle bus with my Greek pronunciation, but I think that you get the general idea, and I'm trying to read a little bit slower and trying to read with less emphasis. I'm trying to just give you the words here without a lot of emphatic reading. So it probably doesn't sound very good to listen to. But the point is I want you to get experience listening to me read it. Not because I'm an especially good Greek reader, but because it will give you experience hearing the sounds and also looking at the words at the same time. So, anyways, that's all we have for lesson four. I can't wait till lesson five, and I hope that this gives you some good review time and plenty to work on before next week. So, thank you. God bless.